fanden hvad sneer hvis nu er noget over here. This is CKMS Radio Waterloo 102.7 FM, and you are listening to From the Void with me, Christopher Sharon. It's good to see you in the void again. So tonight, I'm feeling a little off. I've been off for a few days. On Friday night, I totaled my car with my pregnant wife in the passenger seat. And it's shaking me to the core in a way I... Can you ever be ready to be shaken to the core? Sometimes you see it coming. I didn't see this one coming. I don't want to dwell on it too long. I'm just letting you know I'm not feeling myself. So tonight's music is no reflection on that. I'd already chosen these songs weeks ago. Anyway, we're okay. The little baby's okay. Everything's okay. Just waiting to figure out how much the insurance company's going to give me. So tonight, I've decided I want to play some progressive avant-garde heavy metal. Now, sometimes when I say that, it can get really offensive, really aggressive on the ears, intolerable even. There'll be moments like that tonight, few and far between. It's actually a very tasteful night tonight. I have curated and planned for you. And, you know, listening to the show, there's two musicians that pop up more than any. And that's Frank Zappa and Mike Patton. So to start the show, we're going to go with something Zappa-related. It's actually Dweezil Zappa. Dweezil's a fantastic musician. As far as a guitar player, he's definitely better than his dad in the way you would rate guitar playing abilities. I don't think he's nearly as creative, or he's clearly not as creative as his father, because he hasn't either applied himself or can't. It's hard to say. But the thing I love about Dweezil is his tribute to his father and the whole Zappa Plays Zappa ensemble he's been doing for years now. But this song isn't from that. This song's from his most recent solo album, which is getting close to 10 years old now, I think. It's called the Via Zamata, which is a tribute to the... Or not tribute, it's Zamata Way, or however way would translate from Italian, is a little street that they're able to go back and find the oldest known origin of the Zappa name, the Zappa bloodline. So this is Dweezil Zappa's Funky 15 off his album Via Zamata. We'll be right back. Now, back in the millennium, or whatever you called it, the moment the clock or the calendar went from 1999 to 2000, there was a concert happening, which was what they called the Big Band Ensemble. It was a combination of Fantomas and the Melvins. Melvins being the originators of grunge, I guess, and Fantomas being Mike Patton's premier experimental music project. They teamed up to have a millennium celebration, masterwork, whatever they called it. So this is a track off that album called Mustang with the Funts. Now, speaking of Zappa there a little bit ago, the one thing that Zappa was good at doing was taking these unknown virtuosos and unleashing them on the world with a breadth of knowledge and experience. And one of those guys is a guy who goes by the name of Mike Keneally. Mike Keneally is likely the best guitar player that I know that Frank ever worked with, as far as I can tell. And he's never really got his due, but he's got a world of music that's waiting for you to discover. Not everything he does is heavy metal, but this one happens to be. This is the song called Roll off of his album Scambot 2.
All the bees are back.
Now, there is this whole underground scene. It's always happening with music. And there's this progressive rock avant-garde scene that kind of includes guys like Mike Keneally, Trace Burantz, Mike Patton, you know, Virgil Donati, Derek Sherinian. There's a whole bunch of names you could throw in the pile. These guys that kind of just exist under the surface that are huge in their own worlds, but not given the kind of due and respect of rock stars who have come and gone. The whole rock star thing has kind of dried up, to be honest with you. I think the best musicians now often have day jobs because there's no juggernaut music industry pouring anything into what they're doing or even helping them get attention because it doesn't sell anymore, apparently, or not as well as whatever it is that sells nowadays. So one of the guys who's one of the most well-known underground unknowns is a guy named Carl King, who, you know, does these wonderful albums that are just absurd. He's got orchestral pieces and soundtracks and movie scores. He does reviews. He's got a great podcast. And he works with guys like Mike Keneally and Morgan Argan, who are both musicians who were birthed out of the Zappa womb. So here's a song featuring both those guys, Carl King, Mike Keneally, and Morgan Argan, on the song called Attacked by a Legion of Ikek.
Evil was accomplished that was not attempted to be foiled.
This is a documentary.
Hurry! Hurry! I'll disable the phantom glass. You mount the resonator cannon.
Same thing, just go again.
This is a documentary. Cut.
Start right back here.
The ship is too heavily damaged. We'll never be able to crest the rings of Xenu Prime.
one last time.
Cut.
Let's try that one again.
Cut.
You're going to want to take a look at this.
No, I won't.
A musician who is quite likely one of my biggest heroes has worked with everybody I've mentioned so far. You know, the Mike Keneally, Carl King, Morgan Argan, you know, Mike Patton, everybody. He's Canadian, from Vancouver, actually no, sorry, from Surrey, BC, and he's just a musical god in my mind. This is Devin Townsend. The song is called Genesis, and it features Mike Keneally on guitar, off his album Empath. I got another little Mike Patton one for you off the same album. The song is called White Men Are the Vermin of the Earth. Outside of, you know, the originators of heavy metal, you know, Black Sabbath and that kind of stuff, if you listen to as much music as I do, there's one band that's sort of circling around the drain here that, you know, is reminiscent of everything we're hearing right now, and that's probably Dream Theater. Now, Dream Theater doesn't contain any members from anything I've mentioned. They're just influenced by probably Frank Zappa and have influenced almost everything we just heard there, but they're ultra pristine take on progressive rock meets heavy metal with just this pummeling kind of thing going on. So another musician who was incredibly influenced by these guys is Virgil Donati. Virgil Donati is just wicked, and he's also played with Carl King and Mike Keneally. And this is off of his solo album called Ruination, and the song is called Castle Bastards. We'll be right back. Now, that guy's an alien, that drummer, clearly. Now, the first time I ever heard that drummer, he was playing for a band called Planet X. Planet X started out as a solo project for Derek Sherinian, former keyboardist from Dream Theater, who got unceremoniously booted out. He hired this Virgil Donati guy to play drums for the first solo record, which became its own band, Planet X. And then he continued on to a different solo career with different musicians and left Planet X intact. And one of my favorite songs from those albums of solo work done by Mr. Sherinian, this is from his album Mythology. The song is called God of War and features Derek, Brian Tichy, and Zach Wild.
We'll be right back.
Zach Wilde is a machine. I got one more for you I just gotta do. It's called She's a Puker by Fantomas and the Melvin Big Band. Now, the one band that's probably as influential on most of what we heard tonight, other than Dream Theater, is a band called King Crimson. Now, King Crimson is often heralded as the original prog rock band, but the one thing that no one really talks about is how great of a heavy metal band they were. This is a song off of their last studio album, Power to Believe, and the song is called Level 5. We'll be right back. there's a certain sweat I get when listening to King Crimson that I only get from the King. So, you know what time it is. It's a time for the void to slowly evaporate, enter whatever stage a void enters when it passes through and exudes and exists in some other dimensional plane. Maybe it's another universe. Maybe it's a place where time doesn't travel. Time doesn't exist. Or dimensions don't exist. Now, one thing I do know it exists is a new album I just released on Sunday called Everything Volume 2, which is a continuation of the Everything volumes, which I released Everything Volume 1 a few weeks ago, and I'll release Everything Volume 3 a few weeks from now, or less time than that even. Either way, it's a continuation of me doing my best to describe the undescribable, the ineffable, the impossible, the untangible elements of reality that we all experience but don't know how to put into words. So, you know, messed up, weird stuff. So to finish the show, we're going to go with the continuation of the King Crimson deal. This is a band called the Stickmen, which involves two bass players and a drummer from different iterations of King Crimson. This is the Firebird Suite Part 1 and 2 by the Stickmen. Love from the Void. See you next week.